store TSW Mobile.
Again, KO4HK.
Patrick, hope you had a good weekend and your start of the day is good.
Bad weekend, but my sinuses are still bothering me, so it is what it is.
You get a whammy from down here, and then it takes another couple of weeks or so to get a whammy from up there, right?
Exactly. And now it's set up a sinus infection, so I'm having to deal with that.
It just makes you have a headache all day.
I can't hardly talk, so I don't know how much I'll be on here this morning.
Yeah, well, at least I know you're riding along with me.
Somebody else will come in here pretty soon.
Leon was sick.
He come down Saturday to the Ham Fest or Ham the rally they were having. And I had lunch with him. He's doing better now.
The radio rally.
Hopefully next year will be a little bigger. So, but all in all, I think it went pretty good.
Set up in the horse stalls?
The horse stalls, they were under a shed, though, with picnic tables.
Yeah,
KO4HK.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW. Is the radio sounding all right this morning?
It's on my end, but nothing unusual.
Yeah, sounds fine. Thank y'all. I'd run it off my little. Finally got my setup in the YSX5, so at least I can talk on the radio for a little while. Any rest this weekend?
Couldn't quit coughing, so I didn't get much.
Sleep in until I think 5:30 each day. I can, but at least just a little bit, I guess. Hey, it was an hour and a half. Seven, maybe pushing 8 o'clock. I can't remember. It's probably closer to 7. My son was already up. I got to get up, get my coffee going. I waited a little bit to do that, and then I woke the wife up and sat on the back porch and drank some coffee. Videos. I went and flew my plane with the goggles and camera, so you're looking from the plane's perspective.
Howard.
I guess call it a DVR, but it'll record the videos to a SD card. So I saved them to my OneDrive. I'll send y'all the link. Ready, Ken?
Fuel. And yeah, mine's got the little knob. You turn it from one tank to the other. And I haven't done much with it yet. I got some extra tanks for the barbecue grill. And went out and got some fishing supplies.
Doing some catch and cook.
And do the catching.
One at the KOA, or is it connected to a bigger lake or something?
I got two decent sized ponds, and then there's I guess the Swannanoa River runs right beside it, but I imagine that's probably the trout stream.
Fun, but I think you gotta have the right setup for that one.
I would just stay in the fishing pond and throw my kayak and bring it along with me.
Start camping stuff out and start to pile stuff up in the living room for our tent camping trip this weekend.
You doing that tonight?
I could go sooner, might not. We'll have to wait till Friday.
Amazing Susan was able to get off on Friday. We were thinking I was gonna have to run up to Asheville and put up the camper and come back and pick her up.
Mostly full-time now?
She's part-time. She works like 3 days. Once in a while, she works 4 days. And that, but she's always off on the weekends.
Was able to get Friday off. Radio gear with you, or you just gonna take HT? KO4 to the DFW.
DFW, no, I won't take no radio gear. It's we're supposed to be spending the time with the granddaughter, so we'll play a bunch of games, do some fishing, do some hiking, do a bunch of eating, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think I might. I don't know if I'm gonna take my big radio, but I might take HP with me, which we ain't far from the house either way. But still,
when me and Susan are together with the grandkids and that, I don't do any radio stuff. Drew up a little 32 auto over the weekend.
I missed the first part.
Picked herself up a 32 auto.
So I have a little 32 revolver. It's a little 32 H&K mag. I like that. It's a little bitty old thing. It fits away. But 32 auto, that'd be a nice little pistol.
Range yesterday, and that it shot good. It's got the little tip-up barrel.
Good owner for the most part.
Probably going to be a carry, and that she keeps her 9 in the Jeep.
Tell you, that's probably one of the plus sides of the new constitutional carry law is you can keep one in your car and on your person if you want to now.
CWP, I went to the website to try to renew or see how hard it was going to be to renew and that, and it's like I just got confused and I quit on it for right now.
I don't know if you need it because you can either open carry now or conceal carry without the permit. I think the only thing that if you want, SLED's going to offer training, but I don't think it's a requirement anymore.
Across the state line, so we do, you know, go see the daughter and everything like that. Plus, it makes it, you know, 30 minutes quicker to buy a firearm.
Search on the, I guess you still need a concealed carry. I don't know, how does that work? If South Carolina doesn't offer it anymore, how does that work with states that had reciprocal agreements and stuff like that? I don't know.
Get a CWP.
I haven't looked into any of that yet. Like I said, it's been a long time since I had mine. But I won't be taking anything this weekend. You know, the parts have, they don't really like you to carry on the ground.
You need to be able to defend yourself.
You got a big old can of bear spray. That's what I keep on me when we go to the parks.
It was a little bit disappointing. I mean, it was big. It wasn't a lot of people there, but there was a lot of, you know, antique firearms and shotguns and rifles.
I mean, I like going to gun shows, just kind of walk around and see, but for the most part, I've never really found anything there I'd want to buy. So I'd rather just go to a dealer and purchase whatever I want, look around. So, well, Ken, Patrick, I'm getting off of my exits. I'm going to say 7-3. Patrick, I hope you get to feeling better, and Ken, y'all be safe out there this morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's spot line and get this antenna off the call.
Have a good day. KN4TFW.
4-ACKX, mobile. It's all ready.
Minutes ago.
We were talking when I stepped out to get something to drink this morning. Didn't want interruptions.
Better. You don't sound too good.
Worse than anything. Just can't. It's hard to breathe, so other than that, I'm doing okay. Flooring put down this weekend?
Say that to the first weekend in May. It's coming down that weekend.
Hard work, huh?
Shouldn't you guys have finished the sheetrock and painted all that first before you put in the cabinets and that? Like, have at it.
Everybody's got their own way of doing it.
Behind the cabinets, and then by the time you get the wall cabinets on and the windows there and everything, there's not much wall to paint.
Why use all the extra paint behind everything that you're not going to see?
KN4GFW. There, at the radio rally.
Was there?
saw him. We worked together at a couple of places.
This and that come too, so they were there. There were quite a few people there.
KO4NXY.
Good morning, David. KO4HKX.
Good morning, David. KN4KFW.
Fellas, yeah, I'm still having some trouble with my hearing, so I'm not going to stay in but just a minute because I can make out most of what y'all are saying, but some of it, anyway, long story. But just wanted to say howdy and hope y'all have a good day, and supposed to be nice weather this week, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. Catch you a little later. KO4NXY.
Hey, this morning, David. Hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
Good to hear you, David. Hope you get to feeling better. KN4KFW.
Got anything other your camping trip planned this week?
I know of.
Much of anything planned this week either. He's trying to get over this mess.
His flash was on because his tail lights don't work. One of his signal lights don't work on the back either.
Some people drive down the road, but when you don't have any kind of safety inspection, I guess that's what you get.
They bring that back. That way you can get rid of the squat trucks and all them extra funky headlights and all the blue lights, those shining on the ground underneath it. Just all the stuff that just isn't safe.
For the government involved in anything we do, but that's one thing that could definitely benefit.
Ask me, it looks like a big carnival ride.
Was it?
Trailer looked like it was pulling a carnival ride.
Catch who that was?
Thought that was you. It didn't stay on long enough.
Me. I don't know who it was, but
Jody.
I was thinking it'll be about time for him here shortly.
So he texted me over the weekend. He was, I guess the Easter Island was on. They were doing an island broadcast from there, and then it took him 3 hours, but he finally made contact.
I'm glad he got it. I think he's scheduled to take his test here the next 2 weeks.
I hope he gets it.
The first weekend in May, I think, is when he scheduled it.
Get online.
I think he's taking it over at the Anderson Club.
Practice test.
I haven't been doing too hot at it, so I'm having to do some review, and I don't know, I had a hard time taking a lot of that in that format.
The idea, it was just making me aggravated, so I just didn't bother with it.
There's not a whole lot of difference in the wording of it, and just going back through and sorting that out and getting the right one. I'll get it. I'm going to try to take mine the third Saturday in May with the Greenville Club. Got to buckle down here in the next couple of weeks and just study that.
Bailed on you guys on that thing.
Hey, no worries. Yeah, everybody's got to do it at their own time. And it's not for everybody.
But not like where I'm at.
To work for a small gain, the reward.
I was looking at it. It wasn't worth the punishment.
And it is, if I get it now and something changes, at least I'll be grandfathered in where I'm at. And I won't have to deal with anything else.
Once you get get, you don't have your license for X amount of time or whatever, then you should be just, you know, moved up. I don't think there should be a test on it, because what information are you going to cover? Or if you gave me more power or something, maybe it'd be worth it, but not really.
The gain is a couple kilohertz of bandwidth on each band, so it makes it hard to justify it sometimes.
Scroll down through those bands before and listen to me. It's not worth it.
Getting ready to pull in, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope you have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, I hope your sinus is getting feeling better, and you have an awesome day. KN4TFW, 7-3.